This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Impaired doctors are dangerous, and we need to take all steps to keep them away from patients. On this, there is no disagreement. Impairment can result from mental illness, cognitive decline, or substance abuse, drugs that are either prescribed for a medical reason or used for recreation. In this latter group, I would include alcohol. In California, the Medical Board of California enforces the Medical Practice Act to protect the public, as Carlos Villatoris, the board spokesman, explains.
A doctor cannot be impaired when treating patients, whether or not the medication is prescribed to them or not.
But holding doctors during their free, non-clinical time to a standard above other citizens is unjust. Let me explain. Many hospitals eager to identify drug users do random drug screens. If you consume alcohol or narcotics, the drugs leave your body quickly. But if you use marijuana, markers of cannabis can stay in your blood for up to a month, depending on use, individual metabolism, body fat, and the like. To be clear, the brain effects of cannabis last only hours. It is the metabolites that are detected long after use. So, if a doctor uses marijuana on a Saturday night when off duty, tests done the next week can still be positive, even though she is in no way impaired. The same is true if the doctor has a few drinks on a Saturday night. However, by Monday, she'll be fine with no metabolites detected. But today, doctors are being penalized, sent to detox programs, or dismissed because of positive marijuana blood tests, even when they have no evidence of impairment. They have tested positive on random drug tests. The medical board is concerned whenever a doctor breaks the law, like if they get a DUI.
Being impaired and receiving a citation, a DUI, for that impairment is a violation of the law. And the board investigates those. And the board has disciplined doctors for that.
But what if there is no allegation of impairment? The doctor used marijuana a few days before, so the doctor tests positive only on a routine drug screen.
We don't have a policy for a physician to test positive for the THC. We must follow the law. The board must follow the law, which, I mean, if it states if a physician is impaired, then we can take disciplinary action. But as far as the policy, we don't have one.
Of course, we all need to protect patients, but health professionals are human, and they'll use marijuana for a host of medical reasons and some for recreational purposes. Their highest duty is to protect patients, but patient protection is not at odds with responsible substance use. Hospitals and clinics need to reconsider their approach to random drug testing and instead focus on educating health professionals to be responsible and identifying those with real impairments. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.